Saturday Morning, written by Conventional Exe, read by A Literal Garbage Heap. Part 2 of the Our Body series. Summary. Andrew and Neil enjoy a Saturday morning. Waking up next to Neil Jostin on a Saturday morning in Columbia took Andrew's breath away every time. He figured he should probably see a doctor about it. He hated the way Neil looked. All soft lines and soft curls, not an ounce of worry or fear or pain showing on his stupidly good-looking face. Andrew couldn't even move in case he woke the idiot up. Fuck, he hated him so much. But Neil didn't take too long to wake up after Andrew. He never did. Instead of jolting awake like he normally did, Neil pressed his face to the pillow and let out a soft, pleased noise and a smile before opening those incredibly blue eyes and looking at Andrew. Stupid lazy smile. "Good morning, Drew," he whispered, voice rough with sleep. Drew. Why did he let him call him that? "Move. Bathroom," Andrew huffed, pushing Neil slightly with his foot, and got up to step over him anyway, making the bed dip where he stepped. Neil actually laughed at that, rolling over under Andrew to take the side of the bed pushed up against the wall. Andrew's side. He used the bathroom but didn't bother with his hair. The only thing that could fix that mess was a shower, and he wasn't going to take one first thing in the morning when he had taken one just before bed. Also, he knew better. Neil was still in bed, this time taking up Andrew's side of it. He vaguely wondered when this someone else in his bed became tolerable. 1 year ago, he would have kicked Neil out. A few months ago, he wouldn't have even let Neil in his room, stupid soulmate or not. But now here he was, door and window locked, the idiot assigned to him by the universe lazily lounging on the bed, scarred stomach exposed without a care. And Andrew didn't feel the urge to pull the idiot's t-shirt down. He didn't feel the urge to put his armbands on to hide the scars on his own body. Maybe because they shared some of them. Maybe because he had finally gone insane and dropped every ounce of self-preservation out the window. Or maybe because... who the fuck knows? "Bathroom's all yours." He didn't bother holding back the yawn that came through his lips as he got on his knees on the bed and poked Neil's side. "Up. I'm not kissing you if you don't brush your teeth." Neil grinned, sitting up, all signs of sleep seemingly gone from his face in an instant. "Idiot. Give me 5 minutes. "No rush, rabbit." He rolled his eyes and laid back down just as Neil got up. Andrew watched him go, catching the quickest glimpse of his back as the t-shirt slid back into place. He thought about how warm that skin must be from the beginnings of summer and staying in bed, thought about how soft it would feel under his hands, thought about the scars further up. Scars he wanted to see and touch, claim for himself, to make them theirs, take the bad memories away with his mouth. Neil trusted him. Neil always let him, and that would never stop being an odd feeling. "So, you mentioned kissing?" Neil smirked as he came out of the bathroom, hair just as messy as Andrew's, except that his somehow looked fluffy and nice. At least he got some good genes from his psycho sperm donor. He wanted to move forward and pull Neil close. He wanted to drag him down on the bed with him, kiss him, and take him apart little by little. Andrew wanted so much when he was with Neil. But they weren't alone in the house, and he wasn't sure how comfortable he really was with doing anything when his brother was just down the hall. Still, they could be quiet, right? It's not like Aaron or Nikki, and much less Kevin, were physically capable of getting up at 9 in the morning after the number of drinks they had the night before. He held Neil's gaze and nodded once as he sat up on the bed. "Come here." The idiot smiled, disarmed and nervous in a good way. In an almost innocent way, even if what they both certainly, well, never certainly, but it was a safe bet after Neil's speed to go brush his teeth, had in mind, was definitely not an innocent thing. Neil scooted close to Andrew on his knees and sat back on his heels. He took a second to begin leaning in, eyes shifting from Andrew's mouth to his eyes until they were barely a breath away. He waited, not moving, and their breaths mixed together in the small space between them. He waited until Andrew verbalized his consent, either because he knew the difference between teasing words and genuine want, or maybe because he really was a pipe dream, and Andrew would wake up at some point in some abandoned church in LA or some shit with a needle in his arm. Exy was a stupid sport after all. He wouldn't be surprised if it wasn't real. Yes. Kissing and being kissed by Neil Jostin was always something else. It began with just a press of lips, Neil's hands trapped between his knees while Andrew's right hand moved up to his face, cupping his jaw gently, softly. He really enjoyed this, being soft, knowing without a shadow of a doubt he wasn't hurting Neil. It didn't take long for their tongues to slide together and Andrew to move on to his knees, finding himself at just the right height to feel like they were on even footing. He touched Neil's shoulder with his free hand and slowly slid it down Neil's arm. He stopped at his wrist and gently pulled on it to set it free. Neil let him, and he held Neil's hand in his, slowly moving it to his shoulder. "Where?" Neil asked, pulling back just enough from the kiss to ask, slightly out of breath. He always asked. Above the waist, over the shirt. Their mouths were connected again, as Neil's other hand instantly found its place on his shoulder, thumb lightly brushing the side of his neck. Andrew pushed just slightly, trying to get Neil on his back, and definitely didn't relish in how he moved easily, letting Andrew between his legs seemingly without a second thought. An image of Neil on his back and Andrew straddling him suddenly popped into his head, vivid and bright, and he absolutely didn't hate it. Fuck. He'd have to try it at some point if Neil let him. He had to pull back for breath, the feeling of Neil's body under him and the idea in his mind suddenly overwhelming his senses for a moment. Why did Neil let him? Andrew? Neil's hands retreated as soon as the kiss stopped, and Andrew couldn't open his eyes, couldn't look into those caring icy blues, couldn't actually say a word right now, but not in a bad way. He leaned in and placed careful and slow open-mouthed kisses on Neil's chin, his jaw, the scars on his cheek, and then finally those soft, waiting lips, maybe to assure him everything was okay. Maybe just because he could. Neil's hands found their way back to Andrew's shoulders and over his back as Andrew's own slid beneath his t-shirt, lightly brushing over abs and scars, over muscle and soft skin, the t-shirt riding up slowly. Neil let out a shaky breath, arching his back just enough so the t-shirt could move properly, and Andrew pulled back to look at him, to ask if he could take it off. Neil nodded before Andrew could even open his mouth, and effortlessly lifted his torso off the bed so he could pull it off himself, eager, leaving his torso bare and accessible, skin slightly flushed. Neil held the half-sit-up position, stupidly athletic, just long enough to kiss Andrew's jaw and neck, lips soft and wet and still making him shiver every fucking time. That move was one Neil pulled every time without fail, because the idiot knew what it did to Andrew, knew it went straight to his cock. Knew it would speed things up a little. It was the closest Neil got to asking Andrew for what he wanted. It was the one thing Andrew felt comfortable with Neil not asking permission to do. Neil had been the only person to do that, and Andrew was filled with so much want that it would drive him crazy one day. Neil moved his hands to Andrew's hair as he began working on a hickey that would show up on both of them, on a spot that would be easily covered by their t-shirts. As soon as Neil pulled back to examine their mark, Andrew moved, pressing his lips to the iron scar on his shoulder, the knife scar on his collarbone, then down his chest, leaving a kiss behind on any scar his lips touched. Neil was on his back quickly then, biting his bottom lip. He stopped at Neil's navel, let his tongue trail one particularly big and jagged scar before he looked up at him, at the soft arch of his neck, his slightly open mouth, and the hand in his own hair gripping it, the same way the other was gripping Andrew's. Andrew, Neil breathed out once he hadn't moved. I got you, he wanted to say. Just relax. Sounded just as good in his head, but those wouldn't do right now. Those weren't questions. They were almost orders, and Neil calling his name wasn't a yes. Neil taking his shirt off, as enthusiastic as it had been, wasn't a yes either, and even the tent in his sweatpants wasn't a yes, as distracting and tempting as it was. Andrew couldn't let himself get distracted by what he felt. They weren't alone in the house. Neil could say no. He had to ask. Yes or no? Fuck yes, Andrew. Neil gasped and punctuated his words with an enthusiastic nod. Then, just as Andrew began pulling his pants down, he spoke again. Wait. Andrew stilled and looked at Neil, waiting for him to change his mind, to hear the no. It didn't come. Do you think... I kind of want to... together, you know? Andrew just stared at him, not amused at his lack of verbal ability. Use your words. His voice was rough and monotone. He pulled back and let go of Neil's pants. They were lower on his hips now, leaving the barely there V-line and beginnings of hair exposed and oh so tempting. It's just, the other night, he looked at Andrew, face going from pink to red really quickly. He sat back on his heels, giving Neil some space and the time he needed to say whatever he had to. He was trying to focus on the picture as a whole, on Neil still relaxed, still letting Andrew stay between his legs, and not on the thoughts his words alone made him have. Neil hadn't said no. Neil would say no if he had to. Andrew trusted that he would. The other night, you did that thing, when you jerked me off, with you? Oh. Neil was asking for something. Something he wanted. That was new. Andrew hoped he didn't look surprised, hoped his face didn't betray his thoughts, even if his body did, if Neil was paying enough attention. Because fuck. He never thought Neil might trade a blowjob for that. He could only imagine, sure, that blowjobs were much better than dry humping. It's a yes for me if it's a yes for you. He tried to sound controlled, but his voice came out too soft and charged with something, probably just the lack of coffee. Yes, Neil nodded, and all enthusiasm returned to his face as he settled back down on the bed, smirking when Andrew raked his eyes over his body. Neil Jostin was a real fucking menace. A threat to society. He should be locked away somewhere so he would stop being this. Don't look. Stay still, he instructed, bracing himself with one arm by Neil's head while he used the other to pull the sheets over them, covering most of the lower half of their bodies. Neil nodded, and Andrew kissed him as he lowered his hips, pressing them to Neil's. It was awkward at first, just like the first time they had done it, despite the friction feeling good. They were both hard, but still wearing the sweatpants they had slept in, and it somewhat acted like a barrier that made it just not enough. But Andrew had to work up to it, work up to the skin contact and the stimulation, and the man under him didn't seem to mind one bit of the sounds he made, the slow crescendo of uttered yes and Andrew and breathless little gasps were any indication of it. He pulled back from Neil's lips, needing more skin to stifle his own sounds. He pressed his lips to Neil's shoulder, forehead resting on the mattress just as a gasp found its way out of his mouth. Shoulders and up, Neil, he somehow managed flatly. Neil sighed in what was almost relief, one hand instantly getting tangled in Andrew's messy hair and the other holding onto his shoulders. And then Andrew was sliding their pants down, Neil's first as best as he could with one hand, and then his own just enough to get his cock out, and he had to kiss Neil again. Had to taste him and feel him as they moved their hips together, messy and a little sticky and out of sync, until Andrew unceremoniously pulls back from the kiss, held his right hand up to Neil's lips, watched him lick it without a second of hesitation, and then took them both in hand as best as he could and began stroking, finally fixing their rhythm. Neil sounded so perfect, the uncaring string of noises leaving his lips. The way it managed to keep just on the edge of loud enough to cover any noise Andrew made and quiet enough to not pass through the walls. He couldn't pull his lips away, even though at this point they weren't really kissing anymore, as much as they were breathing the same air, Andrew's nose brushing the knife scars on Neil's cheek. They didn't last long. They never really did with their inexperience, but Andrew didn't time them, and if Neil did, he never mentioned it. After all, he always came first. Neil's hips thrusted up involuntarily as he bit his bottom lip to keep that last moan in. He threw his head back as both hands left Andrew's body for the sheets, something he could grab and squeeze. Andrew opened his eyes instantly, saw the soft O Neil's mouth made, and came seconds after him, pressing his mouth to Neil's neck in a sort of kiss that muffled the loud breath he let out, his cum mixing with Neil's on the striker's stomach. Even though he was tired and wanted nothing more than to collapse on top of Neil, Andrew made himself focus enough to pull his pants back up. He pressed one last kiss to Neil's neck and opened his eyes as he moved off the taller man. Neil still had his eyes closed, the picture of carelessness and bliss, body slightly shiny with perspiration, the waistband of his pants awkwardly wrapped around his thighs. Relaxed. Welcoming. Familiar. Andrew still had to get off the bed. He got a used towel from the bathroom and threw it at the bed for Neil to wipe himself off with, then headed straight for the shower. By the time he came out, Neil looked back on Earth, his clothes for the day neatly folded next to him as he waited for his turn in the shower. Andrew, shower. And shower. Neil huffed and rolled his eyes good-natured, got his clothes, and walked past Andrew to the bathroom. I was just gonna tell you to get the damn pancake batter started. The end. Thanks for listening.